Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
Ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes in the life of a football manager? Well, I talked to Simon Weaver, the manager of Harrogate Town Football Club.
I think when I reached the age of probably about 25 as a football player, I was at Macclesfield at that time, and I just started thinking more about, you know, my career, you know, after football actually had finished and my playing days had finished, and I started going into a little bit of coaching on Thursday and Friday nights at my local junior Rotherham team, and it built my appetite really, and I started to really like, you know, putting on sessions, and from there I guess I looked at the tactics a little bit more in depth of what the first team manager was doing at the time, and from thereafter in my career I had one eye on that tactical side and also the man management side. So I would say from about 25 I really thought, oh yeah, that could be my part of my path that I take.
Before you became a football manager, you was actually a player, so you've actually experienced both sides now, which must sort of benefit you in a way, because you can obviously feel how your players are feeling at times and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's really important actually, that I do, you know, I do handle the players probably the way I would have wanted. Sometimes, for example, you know, if you have to drop a player, it's hard to pull them to one side. You know, you can just pick the team and say, well, you're the one who played badly, you know, you should know why you left out. But I think if you face up to it, then at least they might not like what you're saying, but they respect you. Yeah. You know, if you're honest with them, and I didn't always receive that honesty when I was playing, but hopefully I'm known for it.
Have you always had a passion for football? Is it always a sport you've been involved in from a young age?
Oh, hugely, yes, since I could probably walk. I had a little football kit, and from there, sport at Sheffield Wednesday in my early years, from five, I had a season ticket. My dad made me a box to sit on in the south stand at Hillsborough, so it was in my blood, and from there, joining the club at 10, it was always a path that I wanted to take, and I've loved every minute, really.
Yeah, and well, something that's always intrigued me is what the difference is between a football manager and a football coach or coaches, because obviously teams have both. So what is the difference?
Well, I guess a football coach has that responsibility of putting on sessions that implement the game plan the manager wants to see on a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday night, and there are lots of different sessions out there, but that's a big responsibility. The manager, though, is responsible for the results. He's responsible for that game plan and for the recruitment of players, so there's a lot resting on his shoulders.
Yeah.
But if you have a really good number two who's a really good coach as well, like I have with Paul Thirlwell, then it makes your job easier, and you can I can free up a bit of space really to keep a little bit of distance, which you need to sometimes, from the first team players, and also gives me a chance to observe their behaviours and their performance in training.
It might not need saying that the role of being a football manager comes with a certain amount of pressure, but how much is there, and how does Simon Weaver from Harrogate Town Football Club deal with it?
I think if I said, oh, there's no pressure involved, then it doesn't mean enough to me. You know, I do feel pressure. Obviously, I've got family heavily involved and a vested interest, so that's even more pressure in a way, because there's an easy angle on being negative towards it, which is absolutely fine, and I understand that, but it just means that I put more pressure on myself to succeed in my own right.
Sort of talking now more positively, what's been your highlight whilst being manager of Harrogate Town?
I think
One of them. There might be a few.
Yeah. I just think probably going full time and the effects of it, the effects of recruiting well in the summer. I just think it's not really one. I guess we scored a goal early on against Tamworth in the season. I think it was about 12, 13 passes and a wonderful cross and finish. And I just thought we've worked towards that. We've implemented a game plan and repeatedly had training sessions to try and really get it ingrained in the players, and it's paying off, and so that's really pleasing. And I've had to learn big lessons, and I've made a lot of mistakes without a doubt, but hopefully it's all with progression in mind. I think what surprised me from, you know, being a player to manager is that if you're wholehearted as a player, you tend to be loved in this country. You know, you can misplace a pass and be disappointed, but you go and smash him in a 50-50 challenge and everyone says, oh, well, yeah, we like him really. But as a manager, you're a sitting duck, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, we win 4-0, it's great. You lose 2-1, you're a disgrace. Some of the shouts actually are comical, which you go, that's fair play. And our supporters are brilliant. I've heard some supporters shout the most obscene things where you get at both managers and being thrown stuff at, and you go, that's not normal, that's not normal behaviour. And it's an emotional game, and it actually is water off a duck's back. But I wonder how people, you know, would react if it's in this day and age, if a manager would turn round and shout an obscenity back. You're in front of the FA, you're probably sacked, you're probably you're out of your job. But it doesn't make it right, you know, that if someone can vent at the spleen like they do. I think it's fair enough to say you're rubbish. I think it's fair enough to say, you know, and you go, yeah, I am today because we're losing. But the things, personal ones, and I'm talking about opposition fans only occasionally, that have been shouted to either the opposition manager or me, I go, oh, well, what's that got to do with football?
Yeah, I completely agree. I'll move on to my final question, and that is, what are your hopes for the future? Sort of, what's next?
I really hope we can go up, whether it's this year or next. I hope the crowd can get up to 1,500 and then the next step 2,000. And I really hope that more and more little Harrogate Town kids are running around town proud of their local club. And that the game keeps growing.
Huge thanks to Simon Weaver, manager of Harrogate Town Football Club. You can find more details about the team and what's coming next at harrogatetownafc.com.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.